And that's what I believe this does. And it
Right.
speeds up their time. You still need boots on the ground. You still need physical people. But if I can take something that would take 9 months and do it in 9 days for them, they don't have to do that. They can advance what's important, getting to the discovery. So there is the service business, but what I'm excited about, and we'll see how this goes, it's a private company, is the prospect generator business. These projects that we're staking that we own 100% of, that we're going to either be selling to other companies or joint venturing out and partnering with them, because we've already planned the entire exploration program for the next 3 years. We've 3D modeled everything. So very exciting. And we have some other service companies coming on with recognizable names. So if you want, go to the website geomorphic.ai and keep track of what we're doing.
Jeff Phillips, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I am doing well. It's good to see you again.
It's really good to see you. Really good to get to know you a little bit more at the Rick Rule Conference, the 2026 Rule Symposium in Boca Raton. You and I spent some time a lot on the floor there, just talking about companies and that sort of thing. But well, before we go to that, I want to know, what was your thoughts on the conference, the energy, and just really, the people there and the companies there. Just give me your thoughts.
Well, in a nutshell, as you know, I'm friends with Rick and have known Rick for a long time. This conference is it's probably the best conference in the world for specifically focused on natural resource investing, both juniors and developers, learning the bigger picture commodity stuff. It's always that way. This year, and it's always, and this year even more so, it was probably one of the best run ones I've ever been to of his, and bar none of any conference. But what you have is you have companies that are, again, I'm not saying every company is a good investment, but and I don't think Rick would say that either, but he is invested in all of the companies there. Not all of them are going to work out, but those companies are vetted. So you have companies that, Rick and others in his team have looked at, and they are shareholders of. So that gets rid of a lot of the 80% of these publicly traded companies that are lifestyle companies or guys who haven't done stuff before. So you have that. And the other side too is all the investors there are people that have paid to be there. And it was sold out months ahead of the conference. So it was packed, as you know. But all those people have been vetted. They're all part of the Rule classroom. So they all really know what questions to ask resource companies, and then a lot of those people I know, so they know my shtick is the people and share structure. And we don't have to go into that now. But so there's a lot of really intelligent, high net worth people that are at the conference. So I thought the conference was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, those are my thoughts as well. It also seemed this is my third time there in 3 years in a row, and there was just so much more energy at this conference as opposed to the last, and good energy. And what I mean by that is we've had this correction in the stocks and the mining companies, and yet there was not, and there wasn't. It was good energy, people wanting to invest in good companies, is what I'm trying to say. Makes.
I would totally agree with that. I think, again, the energy was good. Obviously we had a very strong market from round about Beaver Creek last year through PDAC in March this year. And 75% of the time, they call it the PDAC curse. Stocks sort of sell off this year with gold coming down 20, 25%. It obviously happened. And you always get the summer doldrums, which is everybody's on vacation. People are, doing what they're doing during the summer. There's not a lot of buying. The stocks are cheaper. So, but I, people weren't down. They, and if you're smart, you realize there's a lot of companies now that have a lot more cash. They've advanced their projects in the last 12 months, and they're sitting on more cash. And you can buy those companies, on sale right now, which is the time you want to be looking at companies. So, and 75% of the time, we get a market in the fall. That's very buoyant. People come back from holidays and summer breaks and kids being home, and they want to get back in the market and they're looking for deals. And they tend to pay more for the same stocks they could have bought in July and August, in September, October. So we'll see if that plays out like it normally does.
Yeah, no, good point. If you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about companies that were there, some of your favorites, and maybe I'll throw a couple of at you and you can tell me what your thoughts are. But tell me, just give me a couple of the bigger ones that were there, those in production or near production developers that you really liked.
Most of these co some of these companies I consult for, which means I advise them on their future financing. Some of these companies I consulted for in the past, I tend to work with companies in the beginning that have 5 to $30 million market caps. So when they get to 100 to $500 million market caps and have raised tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, I still like the company. I'm still a shareholder, but I may not be consulting for them. So this isn't investment advice. It's just what I think is interesting. And you need to consult an investment advisor or a newsletter writer if it fits with your portfolio and your overall financial plan. The junior resource stock market is not for most people. It's educated speculating. It's not investing. So on the bigger side, which is a relative term, I term that anything from $100 million to $500 million market cap. Some of the companies there that I like, Bravo Mining, that's a company with a PGM deposit in Brazil. The stock's been as high as I think 520 in the PDAC. It's currently somewhere in the high $2 range. They just raised $110 million off some very knowledgeable investors. One of their largest shareholders is BlackRock. The CEO, fully reporting, owns about 40%, or there he used to own 50%, but with the recent financing, which was done in the $4 range, so you're buying way less than very smart institutional people in this current market. He owns about 40% of the company. But if you're interested in a nickel PGM project with a guy who's built and sold a company before on the junior market, which is Luis, I think that company is going to do very well if you give it time. So Bravo Mining would be one. Another company that was there that I really respect, the CEO, is John Black of Aldebaran Resources. I can't tell you, I think Aldebaran's market cap's probably 350 million, similar to somewhere in that range. It's a very large copper deposit. It's got significant shareholders that are reporting insiders of that company. I think Route One still owns 30% of the company, a fund out of San Francisco. Sibanye, or however you say it, the mining company, owns like 15%. South 32, the producer, is an investor in the company. I can't remember if it's 9.9%, but that's a very large copper deposit in Argentina. And again, the same reason about the prior company, Bravo. John Black has built and sold a company before. He sold one to First Quantum for $480 million. It's a management team that has skin in the game, knows what they're doing, and is very technically competent. So if you like copper, you might want to look at Aldebaran Resources. And so we did PGM and copper. What's another one? It's a company we both know, a gold company, Revival Gold, run by Hugh Agarwal, a very serious individual that is two projects in the United States, one in Idaho and the Mercury deposit in Utah. That's on track to be back in production. They're moving that for 2029. They have about 6 million ounces of gold, not all in the two projects. All of that's not mineable. Again, they're working through mine plans and still exploring and finding more stuff. But if you look at that company, I think it reached a high of a in the big part of the market of $1.10. I think they financed it again for 25 million with some knowledgeable institutional investors at about, I'm going to say, 90 cents, somewhere in there. The stock's currently trading around 70 cents. This is all Canadian. Again, if you like gold, you think this is a healthy correction in the gold market and overall bull market, which is what I believe. Revival Gold is a company with a $250 million market cap that, again, these are still small market cap companies, but they're big to me because I worked with these companies when they were $30 million market cap. So, and that's, I had clients there that were like that. But those are three companies that you should definitely do your due diligence on.
Yeah, let me comment a little bit about that. I am also an investor in Revival Gold. I know Hugh quite well. I'm a huge fan, and if I could just and I do have a stake in that, a significant stake in my portfolio.
Okay.
But Jeff, that's not investment advice to all my viewers and listeners. Do your own due diligence. Jeff, what's really the reason for Revival Gold coming down? That's really what I get asked a lot of questions in that. And what's your opinion on that? And what can go wrong? Because it's hard for me. There's always a hole, and I try to poke a hole, but it's hard for me to find that in Revival.
Well, the reason it's down is because gold came down 25%, and a lot of these stocks are down quite considerably in
Right.
that in the media the what I call developers, shooting for production in the next 5 years. So that's the main culprit, overall markets affect that too. And uncertainty, wars, but again, the simple fact is there's all kinds of things that can go wrong with these companies. But my thesis is gold's going to continue to be, and it has for my 30-year career, it's always gone up. I started buying gold and
Right.
literally I made a huge gold purchase when I sold my first junior company in 1999, and I paid $294 an ounce for a considerable amount of gold that people thought I was nuts to do because it was like half of my net worth at the time, which I just sold the company was considerable. So, I don't know, but those ounces that I paid 294 for, whether it's 4,000 or 5,000, it's been a pretty good investment. So again, gold does play a role in that, but my guess is revival gold. And I think Rick Rule said it when he had that question on a BNN interview about 2 months ago. He was asked what he thought of revival gold, and he said, it's very cheap for what they have. It should go up, and if it doesn't, it's someone else is going to take it over, basically. And that's sort of my feeling. It's an advanced project in the U.S., two projects, and I think if the stock doesn't get more, go up in value, they're probably going to have a problem with someone wanting to buy them, which
Yeah.
necessarily isn't a bad thing. But again, I know Hugh, and Hugh thinks this company should be trading at a lot higher share price. So.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, let's go down the chain a little bit. We talked a lot about explorers, and I bought a few of yours actually that when we were talking on the floor about. But give me a couple of names. But before you give me a couple of names, let me throw a couple at you and just tell me your thoughts. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so I just bought Latin Metals. I got an order in today, and putting order ins this week, just accumulating the shares. What are your thoughts on Latin? Why do you like them so much, and why are you an investor? And
Okay, well, I'm going to answer that question in a roundabout way. Latin Metals is a prospect generator, and I have three companies there that I'm a large shareholder that are prospect generators. I had Latin Metals, Concora Copper, and Headwater Gold. So on Latin Metals, again, I like them all for the same reasons that they're prospect generators, and that's part of my portfolio. And again, citing Rick Rule, since we're talking about his conference, Rick's done many interviews, if you look them up, Rick Rule, prospect generators, telling you why it's been the best investment over his 50-year career,
I
and
love
how
the
much money,
model. Yeah,
and
love the
how much
model.
money he's made investing in these types of companies. So first off, a prospect generator is a company that instead of taking a project and drilling it and raising money and advancing the project, they do the initial background work on the project, and then they're a prospect generator takes that prospect and tries to joint venture it out to another company to spend the money so they can earn in. So they may give up over time and X number of dollars, 70% of that property. But they don't have to spend any money on it, and they retain a 30, or depending on the deal, they retain an interest and a royalty. So Latin Metals is a company that's got two joint ventures on it right now. Moxico, I think it's called, is a private producing company out of London, very well known in Europe. I can't remember the deal, but the project that they're earning in onto that they'll be drilling this year very heavily is I think they have to spend $100 million to earn all the way into the project. They're very committed to that, and Latin Metals keeps a royalty on that. They also have another project called Cerro Bio, which I'm a little biased on because Cerro Bio, I'm a large shareholder in Latin Metals, and Cerro Bio was a very good Argentinian property that was joint ventured to Dora Gold, and I am a shareholder in Dora Gold, and Dora did the initial drill program there 4 months ago, and it wasn't just geologically successful; they hit mineralization in many of their holes. They'll be running a follow-up program here in September drilling, and I think that's got a good chance to be a discovery. So that's good for Dora Gold and Latin Metals. Since we're talking about prospect generators, when we sort of explain that, I have Latin Metals is focused in Peru and Argentina, their projects. Headwater Gold, which is probably one of the prospect generators that's truly executing the model flawlessly. They're based in Nevada and Idaho, and they have three majors currently joint ventured on six different projects. These are major mining companies. They have two drill programs running now. They'll have two more running by the end of the year. I believe they'll have other things joint ventured out, but they've got Centerra, they've got Newmont, and I can't remember the third major that's in there. They also are shareholders of the company. So again, Headwater Gold is a company that, small market cap at this point, I think it's 40 cents at, probably a 32 million Canadian market cap. And then the other company is Concora Copper, which is focused on large porphyry gold deposits in Australia in a very two very famous belts. They're partnered with Anglo, who's drilling all year long. They have a rig turning looking for these porphyries, and they're very happy with what they're seeing. So far, there's not a discovery, but geologically, they keep liking the next hole, and they're narrowing in. So again, and Kincora is also drilling their own property, gold property, and they'll have some other projects joint ventured out. So like at Rick's show, I told people if you're only going to buy three stocks, high risk stocks. If you own Latin Metals, Headwater, and Kincora, you have three companies that have lots of partners drilling, and at the end of the day, you're speculating. You need some luck, and I'm willing to bet one or two of those companies makes a discovery.
Right. Yes, and to all my viewers and listeners, I had all three of these companies on my show at the symposium, and Jeff and I actually talked a lot about Headwater, a lot about Concora, and a lot about Latin Metals, and I really appreciate that. That was fun. Talk to me a little bit about this was a company. This was a company a year ago that I became interested in. I didn't buy them because they ran away from me, and now they're coming into my buy zone. I had the opportunity to speak with both Alex and the chairman. It was Empress Metals. Talk to me about that. And they have an interesting model. Was their they're generating streams and royalties on smaller. I want to say less than 25 million. Of companies that need financing at less than 25 million. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I got that right or not. And then, why are you in Empress Metals? And the other question I have is there a lot of meat? Is there any meat still on the bone with them?
Yeah, so it's Empress Royalty,
Oh,
owned by
pardon me.
Alexander.
Yeah, Empress Royalty. Yeah.
Alexander Woodyer-Chiron, and you are correct. They are a streaming company, but also a royalty company. And this is a complicated question for me because you and I talked off camera about AI and a private company I'm involved with called Geomorphic, which kind of ties back to the
I
prospect
want to get to
generator.
that. Yeah, but go
Yeah,
ahead. Go
well,
ahead.
let me start with Empress Royalty. So Empress is she's done a fantastic job of taking four or five assets and turning those into cash flow positive. The company's actually doubled revenue over the last 12 months and the 12 months before that. They're actually cash flow positive at this point. And why that's important is they've built a solid base. They're making money. They're going to be able to most likely get other credit facilities that are cheaper than what they've been using. They're sitting on $20 million in cash and gold. Before they were constrained with their assets, letting them grow to put the money in the bank. Now they can make deals. So what you're betting on with Empress Royalty, it's pulled back with the gold market. Again, this is not like a junior. It actually makes money every quarter. They're they have cash coming in. But what you're betting is on that team executing from a new platform now, from the startup phase and getting four assets to cash flow positive to now executing bigger deals and some of the same deals they're doing.
Well
Again, I
said.
don't know, but it sounds like they've got lots of stuff going on. And you are correct that they tend to be on the smaller, but at the conference they had two announcements. One was we'll get to later, which was about how they're using AI to generate projects. The other one was that they acquired some further out royalties from a coincidence from a company called Almanex Minerals. They acquired 16 royalties. These aren't producing royalties; they're more blue sky down the road type stuff. In full disclosure, I am one of the largest shareholders of Almanex Minerals and a big fan of Morgan Poliquin, which is a whole nother show for you because that company's trading at cash value with about $23 million in the bank and 14 projects, six of its own rigs, and a guy who's made two multi-million ounce discoveries in the last 15 years. Some of those royalties he generated in Canada, he sold to Empress. So they had that news at the show. But I believe in the next 3 months, you'll see a couple more of these currently cash flow deals. They're working on come into Empress. So I think Empress Royalty is a great speculation. And then of course their other press release was that they're using geomorphic AI to help source and speed up the process and generate leads for their amazing team, which includes Endeavor Financial, who is the manage they're tied together. And Endeavor Financial has done over $30 billion worth of mine finance deals since 1988, run by David Rhodes, private company. And David is the chairman of the board of Empress. So they get a lot of people. Now they have people like Endeavor, their own team, and Geomorphic AI sourcing deals. But at the end of the day, it's about the quality of your people and making the deal.
Yeah, no, very well said. I actually had David on the show. You introduced me to him. Fantastic, fantastic guest. Very well spoken. Then we had Alex on the show. She was speaking to Tiffany, who works for us.
I saw that interview. That was a really good interview,
Thank
Tiffany.
you.
And Alex, it was really a mentorship, the women talking. And Alex is always flawless, but Tiffany did a great job too. I really enjoyed that interview. I've watched some of your interviews.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. But what really stands out to me, I think you hit the nail on the head too, is they performed as a startup. They're executed very well. There's a different skill set now executing at this level. And if past results are an indication of future results, I'm very confident that they'll execute. And I have not, just full disclosure, I haven't bought them yet, but they're in my buy zone and I'm watching them.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I
watching them
think
right now.
that's you're totally correct, Danny. I think they've executed. You're betting on the people and all of these things and Empress Royalty. You know, the royalty, like the prospect generator model, is a great way to have exposure to gold and silver and other metals. And Empress is fully gold and silver. They don't have streams and copper and other metals. So, you know, again, I think Empress is you're betting on the people, and those are really good people.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about AI and in this business. And to give all my viewers and listeners a little bit of a preview, Jeff, you and I, we were talking at the symposium about this, and you were just lit up about
Yeah.
AI. And so is I, just the fascination with it, what it can do, and the discoveries, the empowerment it gives to the individual, whether that's the investor or the individual companies, if you would, those companies and those investors that are choosing to use it. Talk to me about, really set that up first about what AI is going to mean in this sector, and then let's talk about geomorphic
Well, first off, Andy, I'm not a technology expert,
AI. Neither am I, but I'm intrigued.
but I can see a good thing, and I follow the path because I have a lot of good geologists and people that consult for me over the years, and lots of things in life. I rely on finding good people that are smarter than me in their specific discipline,
Amen to
and
that.
listening to a lot of people, and you know, and so that again, I can't really tell you. I can tell you like. Most people know AI is, you know, there's two things with AI. First off, one, it is going to change the world. That's not undebatable. And two is that, you know, there probably is a misallocation of capital in that space, like the dot-com space back in the 2000s. So I do think, you know, as a whole, we're seeing a lot of money being thrown at AI that, you know, is probably not the best well thought out thing. That being said, AI is fascinating. And as you bring it back to geology, I've been using, you know, the typical, you know, your Claudes and your Chat GPTs to feed press releases, and you get your generic answers back, and it's helpful. And you know, and obviously I use it in my everyday life when I want to know what, you know, the monarch butterfly does during the when it
Right.
migrates. I ask Chat, you know, it's obviously much more succinct than the internet and right to the point. And
Right.
but my interest was, you know, this geomorphic AI. I was friends with it. You know, there's some high-level tech guys in this, you know, ex-Apple, ex-Nike AI guys high up. And I've been talking to them for a while. They were really just picking my brain because they were looking at projects, and they're a group of friends, and they wrote these specialized agents for water and soil quality that, you know, in one of the bills that then, and they were going to be doing stuff for the government. But when the administration changed, because one of these guys is a businessman in the resource space and is for 20 years has bought and sold properties and done very well doing it, essentially a prospector. They changed this to focus on the geology and what might be done. And so AI, this is a long-winded answer, but AI basically, there are companies in our space that are going to mining companies and saying, hey, you know, let us in your data room. We can help you plan. You know, we can 3D model your stuff faster. We can do this. We can do these reports. We can help you plan your drill holes. So that's been going on. But again, AI is improving all the time. These specialized agents are learning. They're getting faster, just like we're seeing AI overall change massively in the last 18 months. So what happened with geomorphic.ai, and you can go to the website, is that, you know, they were talking because I have a background in prospect generators. That's really what they wanted to build. They saw an opportunity to go through massive amounts of data, both public and private and college data and PhD stuff, and find projects to go and stake. And remember, one of the principles in doing this the old-fashioned way for 20 years. So I was looking at the projects, kind of giving them advice. They hadn't staked any. And what ended up happening is I Kincora Copper, which we talked about earlier, had a big project that a very respected independent geological firm had been hired by a major to do a review of because they were looking at the project. And for fun, because I was friends with everybody, I said, hey, to Sam at Kincora, can you let the geomorphic AI give them the same assignment that took 3 months for this geological team to and tens of thousands of dollars? Give them the same assignment. Geomorphic AI produced that in 3 days. Found data they didn't know they had, nobody knew they had, because it was in government databases, old mag data, old stuff like this, some old drill holes from the, you know, way back. And So Kinkora was kind of blown away, and they turned around and asked me. And again, remember, I'm just connecting people. And they said, what, we want to hire these guys monthly. Well, I called them up and said, look, and they said, we don't know. So I helped them come up with a plan. But at that point, the light bulb went off in my head, and I said, wow, if the ex-Newcrest geologists, who are the Kinkora geologists, are blown away by this, what are these properties they keep showing me that have drill holes from the 40s and 50s and no one remembers them in Finland, in Portugal, in France, in Alaska? These projects. So I ended up showing those projects to some of my geologists, physical geologists that are very negative, and my two most negative guys I won't name. And they came back and they were blown away. They said, these are really interesting prospects, Jeff. This is amazing. So at that point, I decided to become the largest shareholder of geomorphic.ai, and I raised the money to go stake all these projects. So if you go to geomorphic.ai, it's a prospect generator. We are doing service business. There'll be several announcements of new companies we're working with. Some of those companies I'm a large shareholder in. I like that because I want their chance of discovery to go up, and that's what I believe this does. And it
Right.
speeds up their time. You still need boots on the ground. You still need physical people. But if I can take something that would take 9 months and do it in 9 days for them, they don't have to do that. They can advance what's important, getting to the discovery. So there is the service business, but what I'm excited about, and we'll see how this goes, it's a private company, is the prospect generator business. These projects that we're staking that we own 100% of, that we're going to either be selling to other companies or joint venturing out and partnering with them, because we've already planned the entire exploration program for the next 3 years. We've 3D modeled everything. So very exciting. And we have some other service companies coming on with recognizable names. So if you want, go to the website geomorphic.ai and keep track of what we're doing.
I'll put Colby, please put that in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Real quick, Jeff, my follow-up question to that is, do you see this becoming the norm soon? I see it becoming the norm, but give me, if you can, ballpark a time frame of when you see just everybody using this, whether that be the prospect generator model or whether that be companies such as royalty companies
If
or
you're
even
not, if you're not,
investors.
if you're not already trying to figure out how to use it, and a lot of companies are, I talk to them all the time. We're using AI. We plug this into Claude. That's okay. But these are the big models. You need specialized agents. Again, and I can't explain that, but my tech guys can explain how many. We've got environmental science agents. We've got 43-101. We can write a 43-101 report. And you still need a human to go visit the property and author the thing, a qualified person, but we can do all the work in a day. I mean, in a day, a
Yeah,
full
think about that.
43-101. So again, if you're not, what's happening now, people are starting to use Claude, and I see, again, and I don't use all, I mean, I use this stuff, but even the, you're probably recording this call with AI like everybody does now, the transcript. But I mean, it's going to be a major part of everything. But in our sector, natural resources, if you're just using Claude a year from now, that's like driving a Model A as opposed to a Ferrari. So these bigger models, again, we use all of those. We're over those with our agents, but it's specialized, and that's what you really need to be doing. And again, even from 4 months ago, what we're capable of doing at Geomorphic has gone up tenfold. The reports they're producing just for me, which I've given to some of the top newsletter writers on companies, they're institutional. They're better than any institution. I mean, it's absolutely insane what the things that they point out. And the other thing that's interesting, every company we've done some free projects for, evaluating their projects, and these are all companies I'm involved in, we have 100% hit rate in finding data they didn't know they had.
Yeah, it's crazy.
100% hit rate. Not one thing have we done where we haven't said, hey, this was in the Mexican government database in Sonora, or this was in the Finnish database here, or hey, Western Australia. And remember, we can go through thousands of newspaper articles in the 1800s when they published, this level of this old mine, we took this much out. We can build sections and cross sections off of that stuff. So absolutely, 100%. If you're not, if you, you know, and again, Andy, I'm going on and on because I'm excited about this. We've had a call with because they were looking at a prospect we've generated that we don't know what their interest is at this point. But it morphed into, hey, will you have a call with our nine geologists? We're not using AI enough, and will you explain and show us the models that you're using and how you can help us? That's a $30 billion market cap mining company with multiple mines. So Yeah,
Think about that.
they're probably like a lot of these companies trying to figure out how to use the dictation AI and Claude, and this is next level. So it's
Yep.
very exciting.
It is. It is. And yeah, if I can only, and I can't, but if I can only communicate really the conversation we had at Rule Symposium about a big part of it was about AI and just how you're excited and turned on about it. And likewise, myself just using it. And it's like there's different layers to it. You have just the data where you type something in and it gives you data back. But then you also have the higher layers, which is where AI is managing AI. It's really, really insane.
Yeah,
So.
no, and again, but I'm not commenting on AI as it pertains to civilization, the good and the bad things, but from a the Terminator type stuff. But the bottom line is that yeah, if you're in the mining business and you're not using a high level, I mean past the big generic systems, you're going to be left behind, completely left behind.
Couldn't agree more. Jeff, it's always a pleasure. We'll get this right out, and yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and love to have you on again really soon.
Thanks, Andy. I always enjoy your show, and thanks for all the interviews and stuff we did together at the Rick Roll Conference.
It was my pleasure. All right, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Sounds good, Andy.